At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really. Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Twins, Phillies coming up. And they had that Friday off. I was kind of like, I'd forgot with the Field of Dreams game on Thursday that, all right. And then I was kind of searching around, and I'm like, wait, why isn't there a Twins game on the radio tonight? It was a full Lake show. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, this was kind of the scheduled day off for travel, et cetera. Or if they had rain down in Iowa, that they would have had room to play on Friday, I would assume. And now they're back at it tonight. Twins and Phils from Target Field. Once again, our lineup card at 5:30 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Vikes win. They take care of business in their preseason game in the Meadowlands. Not that the score really matters in particular in that game, but they do win it 13-10. Kyler Murray looked good in his brief appearance in that game, and so the Vikes win it 13-10 are the final in that game in the Meadowlands today. And the Lynx play tonight. The Loons play tonight as well, and they are at Real Salt Lake. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they're at Real Salt Lake tonight. That is an 8:30 start. So it's going to work out pretty good, sports fans. You can watch the Lynx early and then catch the Loons later on tonight. By the way, I'm in for Corozo tomorrow between 10 and noon. Corozo, a rare Sunday off. I'll be in with Josh Wheeler between 10 and noon tomorrow. We'll talk a lot of sports. Recap the Vikes, the Lynx, the Twins, and the Loons, all a part of the program tomorrow here on News Talk 830 WCCO. One other sport, FedEx Cup playoffs. First event, the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis. Can you imagine playing golf or being a spectator in the middle of August in Memphis, Tennessee? 99 and humid today. And the Texan, Scotty Scheffler, is the leader at 13 under par. 68, 61 Friday, 68 today. Sam Burns, 2 back. Sungjae Im, 2 back. Jake Knapp, Tommy Fleetwood in a group. But it's all about world number one, Scotty Scheffler, by two going into the final round in Memphis tomorrow. All right, back Twins, Phillies. Game two of that series coming up tonight at Target Field. Hopefully the rain holds off. Dan Hayes joins us from The Athletic. Dan, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve.
Yeah, Dan, let's go back to Dyersville, Iowa, in the Field of Dreams game. How cool was that?
It was great. It was a lot of work to get there. A lot of, you know, you had to want it. But once you got there, it was a pretty amazing event. Just all the stuff that came with it, you know, the nostalgia, just the great sight lines, the legends that were there in person. It made it just one of those days you'll never forget. And really, I'm glad I got to go and participate.
Yeah, and there was a shot on the field by the house in the movie. Field of Dreams, Cody Clemens, Roger Clemens. They did chat during the telecast on Netflix, but that was pretty neat. I mean, they really pulled out the stops.
They did everywhere you looked. I mean, yeah. Look, before the 26 Hall of Famers at the game, right? The most Hall of Famers since 2008 at any kind of game. Barry Bonds, Albert Pujols, Roger Clemens there. It was everywhere you look. It was just a spectacular event.
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing, and what I was able to catch on television, and there's critics on the game is on Netflix, and you know, so on and so forth. But the people that did find it or had the Netflix subscription, they really put a lot of work into, the whole aesthetic in the aerial views and how the corn and came up to the stadium. Now, for me, it felt a little overbuilt, but you were there. I wasn't.
So I think this game was far more about that aesthetic than anything. The yeah. Simplicity of it. And so, like, to me, the game felt secondary, and that's why, you know, the Twins got their butts kicked, but, And the Phillies are good, and the Phillies probably will at least win one of these next two because they're just a really good team. But it also felt like that game was just sort of, I don't know. Sometimes you'll get that feeling with opening day where it's more about the event than it is about itself. The game is absolutely secondary. I think that in that case, when you're trying to kind of – the movie is what it is, and so many people have an attachment to the movie and the nostalgia and you know, playing catch with your dad and you know, all of that stuff that I think that overdoing it is probably appropriate in this case because there's no setting like that at all. There's just nothing, even when you get to minor leagues, you know, those are boring around the outsides of the ballpark. You know, you might get a couple of places that are unique and different, but I mean, like, there's not very many places that only 7,000 people can attend that have that kind of feeling attached to it. And so I can appreciate why they played it up that way, because if they didn't, I think people would be talking about, well, why did they make so much about the game when this is such a outlier game, a one-off. And so I didn't get to see much of the broadcast. Obviously we were there and I didn't go back and watch it just because, spending 8 hours in the car, 8 hours, maybe 9 hours total getting to and from. Didn't leave a lot of time, but it was definitely, it was, you know, you could tell what they were going for. And I think being there, you understand why they did that, why they played it up that way.
Yeah, it was quite a setting and stunning visuals for sure in that ball game. The Twins did get a little bit of good news. Byron Buxton returned to the lineup in time for that game. And it's one of those, if they're going to have a chance, and they still have a chance in this division, they still have a chance in the wild card, they're going to need Byron Buxton in that lineup more days than not.
Yeah, it's funny because they have not been playing well lately. They've lost they've won 4 of 10. It's not, you know, but they went into the break they were playing well, and now here they are. They're 300-500, and yet right now they are tied for that final wild card spot. And they're in a three-way tie. A four-way tie. I'm just looking at this now with the Jays, with the Rangers, and the Tigers. There are four teams with 488 winning percentages tied for that third and final wild card spot. And, you know, the division's a little bit tougher. I think it's 4.5 right now. But even that, they have six upcoming games against the White Sox where they can cut into that lead if they play well enough. So getting Buxton back right now is critical. And the thing I think was probably the most promising is, you know, he had to run pretty hard, breaking up a double play, and then also legging out a double in the middle innings. And he said that he wasn't thinking about the hip at all, that he was able to do it without concern. Wow. And the idea that he's able to do that, that's good, because it didn't feel that that was the case when he came back after the All-Star break. It felt like you could tell that it was still bugging him, and clearly they did some different things this time, and he's in a pretty good spot right now. Now it's about keeping him in that spot and maintaining it. But the fact that he's starting there is probably a better starting point than last time.
Dan Hayes joining us from The Athletic, covers the Twins, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Phillies coming up from Target Field. Lineup card at 5:30 on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. First pitch after 6 o'clock tonight, and Connor Prelip will be on the mound. A player I wanted to bring up right now, and surging a bit, and he's really a key young guy going forward for this group and for the Twins to have success in 27 and beyond, and that is Luke Kershaw. He's been better, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Going back 3 months now, actually 3.5 months, he offensively, I think he's hitting since May 2, it's like .295, but the on-base is .403 and the slug is .420. He's to the point where he's having a plus offensive season, and he had a really slow start. You know, he's been amazing at the plate, and you know, he struggled early on. And the defense has not been very good, especially in the outfield. I mean, this is the guy that has definitely taken his lumps, but also he's played 30 games in the outfield in his career in the majors, I should say. And before this, it was like 20 at the Cape Cod League and maybe 20 in the minors. So he's a newbie there, and you can tell. I mean, he is definitely struggling defensively at times in the outfield. But I would say that that's something that I expect. You know, he's such a good ball player in general. I think he's the kind of guy that will adapt and take off in that realm. He's a good athlete, and I think he can clean up some of the stuff. It's just about getting reads on falls and angles and all that stuff that he's just adjusting to. And when you consider that, I mean, the bat has made it absolutely worth it, because he's an on-base machine. You know, he hasn't slowed down. He's starting to hit for power. We've seen a couple of opposite field balls hit from him. The way he just handles himself is really what makes him stand out, is that he is kind of unflappable. You know, he made he didn't catch the home run. The Schwarber ball bounced off his glove there. And afterwards he said, I should have caught it. And he's like, also, I'm not going to try and dwell on it, because we got another one of these coming up. And that's, I think he's good at that. I think he can kind of compartmentalize and move on. And that's a good, just to have that is a great thing for a young guy to have, and learn from your mistakes. Don't dwell on it, move on and get going.
Yeah. The Twins, it was rumored leading up to the deadline, and I know you've discussed this before, but it is worth bringing up. They had an opportunity to get something for Ryan Jeffers, and they didn't. They kept him on the club with the idea that, hey, they're going to need this guy. They're going to need his bat in the lineup if they're going to have a chance to get to the postseason. And I thought that was very interesting, because there is a very good chance he'll be playing elsewhere when there is baseball in 2027.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he would be here. I mean, it's possible. Yeah. You know, maybe they'll they'll try and find a long-term deal. Maybe a long-term deal won't be out there that he's looking for, and the Twins offer him one. Who knows? You never know. But the chances are he won't be here. And that they were willing to hang on to him with the idea that if he is worth it, they will make the qualifying offer and recoup a comp pick. And, you know, he's got to perform to be worth that qualifying offer. He needs to be in the position where a team is going to give him a 4-year and $50 million or better deal, which I think right now that's a no-brainer when he can get that kind of deal out there. But the idea that they're willing to make that gamble, and, you know, if he didn't get the kind of, you know, if he accepts that's a $23 million contract next year, the idea that they were willing to just say, you know what, the 2 months of you and the comp pick is worth more than trading you, I think stated a lot about what their thinking was, about how important it was to keep this team together and give themselves a chance, because the best version of the 2026 Twins absolutely has Ryan Jeffers hitting somewhere in the middle of that lineup.
One other thought. Tonight, starter Connor Prelip at times has shown promise. The Twins are in a spot where, you know, they need to run him out there, and they need to get innings out of him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they're probably keeping an eye on Joe Ryan and when he's going to come back, because Prelip is getting up there in that innings total. We're talking about a guy who now is over 100 innings between the majors and the minors, and they want to limit it because last year was 82 innings, and that was the career high. And, you know, after last year, he was around 130 innings back all the way through basically into college because of the two Tommy Johns. So it's something they're going to keep a close eye on. But he's been, you know, he's been inconsistent, but at the same time, his stuff basically keeps him in games. So he seems to have one trouble spot and get through it and stay sharp into the middle of the game and always give him a chance. And I think when you look at him, you look at it and go, man, there's so much potential here going forward. You would think that he'll be able to kind of figure out the walks a little bit. He's walking 3.5 per 9 right now. I think that's something that coming back next year, you look at it, he'll have a way better idea of how to handle this. He won't have the rookie jitters anymore. Not that he's a jittery guy at all, but I mean, that second year is so much easier to come back. And I think they see a bright future, and it's why they kind of want to make sure to protect him so that he can be good for them in the future and be a part of this rotation going forward.
All right, and then real quick, speaking of Joe Ryan, eligible to come off the injured list next week, what do you think?
Honestly, I don't know if he's gotten off the mound yet. I don't know. I can't say. I need a – we didn't talk to him in Iowa, and I wasn't here during the Baltimore series to say what the update is. So I think we'll have a better idea probably by Monday or Tuesday.
All right. Always great. Thanks so much for the time, Dan.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
All right. There he is. Dan Hayes covers the Twins for The Athletic. We got a run. Twins and Phillies coming up here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!